It's 76 degrees in Nashville. Right now, it's mostly just drizzly, but we've had some stormy weather bring a lot of rain into the area. There is more rain in the forecast for today. Davidson County is under a flash flood warning for the next hour or so, meaning that it's likely there are some small flash floods happening in low-lying areas. And the warning that we always like to repeat from the National Weather Service with those is that there could be more water than you think over any given road. So if you see a roadway covered in water, turn around, find another route. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 8:05. Two people arrested in East Nashville under a state law that makes it a felony to camp on public land have had their charges reduced. Both people, who are unhoused, were arrested at South Inglewood Park late last month. Under a rarely enforced 2022 law, the residents were initially charged with felonies. After involvement from the local housing organization, Open Table Nashville, one of the cases was retired as long as the defendant doesn't return to the park for 30 days. The other person was held in county jail for over a week before his charges were reduced to a misdemeanor and he was released. Open Table co-founder Lindsay Krink says even with the charges reduced, this policy can be very harmful.
We just feel like these policies of not only arresting people for homelessness, but also prosecuting them still, even under misdemeanor charges, is not only cruel and unjust, but it's also ineffective because it did nothing to get either of the defendants who were arrested closer to housing. This is not the way we address homelessness, and it's certainly not the way to solve it.
Krink's called on Nashville's leaders to condemn the camping law and find a way to address homelessness without police involvement. Governor Bill Lee says he will not order the state's prison system to overhaul its lethal injection rules. That comes about 7 weeks after the Department of Correction failed to establish an IV or central line to execute Tony Carruthers. Critics have called for better staff credentialing and training. Lee said the department did exactly what they were supposed to do. The next execution is scheduled for August 13th. The city of Columbia is telling residents they may need to find new driving routes for the next 3 years. The Mount Olivet Bridge, which was already scheduled for replacement in 2029, just failed inspection. That means the state is shutting the bridge down Monday over structural concerns. City officials say they're asking the Tennessee Department of Transportation to reevaluate the timeline for replacing the structure. More than 1,200 pounds of litter and debris were removed from Nashville's Sulphur Creek this week. That's a tributary of the Cumberland River that runs through Jolton. Litter often gets caught in the smaller waterways that feed into the Cumberland. Fox 17 reports the most common trash items found were plastic, mostly water bottles and shopping bags. They also pulled out a dishwasher and heavy metal trash left there by a landowner and a tornado. Through 2026, the Tennessee Riverkeeper says the cleanup efforts by the environmental group will prevent close to 6,000 pounds of trash from entering our waterways.